POTUS retweeted a conspiracy claim by right-wing commentators that Bill Clinton was involved in the death of Mr. Epstein. This is problematic on just so many levels and demonstrates how little regard for facts that POTUS has. I am sure his supporters will dismiss it, if not believe it. Can you imagine the uproar if President Obama had done something similar? When do we reach the tipping point, or did we go over so long ago that we no longer realize it? Brexit is back in the news. Mr. Johnson continues to threaten Britain's withdrawal without a deal from the EU. He seems to believe that he holds some threat over the Europeans. It has become increasingly clear that he has little or no leverage. It is not that the Europeans don't recognize that there will be some pain inflicted on them, but they believe the greater pain will be inflicted on England. Mr. Johnson, with his one-seat majority, does not seem to understand either the practical or political consequences of his actions. If he thinks the EU will blink, he needs to take stock in what his actual position is on the continent and the world. This is not the 17th century, but the 21st century. POTUS announced that he was postponing the 10% tariff on all Chinese goods until December 15th in a nod to the holiday season and the retailers who need goods from China. Of course, this has a positive effect for the Chinese as well, since it means that their export business will be robust during the fall season. Some commentators have questioned whether those tariffs have been fully delayed. If one assumes that the 10% tariff on all remaining Chinese goods will bring the Chinese to the bargaining table, but then you delay those tariffs because of pressure from U.S. businesses, it looks to me like the process is working on both sides of the equation, which leaves little reason to believe that anyone will win this trade war. We need to remember the fact that what the U.S. is going after is major concessions from the Chinese on investments in China, required transfers of technology, and other significant issues, and there is no indication of movement by the Chinese. So much for easy trade war wins. POTUS is making a show of a big push on gun control, while his advisors and many conservative groups are getting anxious. Polls indicate that two-thirds of Americans are in favor of banning assault rifles and support tighter controls with regard to background checks. One interesting fact is that 46% of Republicans support these ideas as well. Is POTUS sensing a shift in America on some issues related to gun control? And if so, how far will he push? Probably not far. One call from the NRA and POTUS is backpedaling. There was an interesting article in the New York Times recently about Joe Walsh, a congressman who came to office in 2010 and happened to have the office across the hall from mine, a very conservative, anti-deficit and debt Tea Partier, who I got to know and to have interesting and friendly conversations with. In response to the article, I went to his website and sent him an email, which, much to my surprise, and you might say a pleasant one, he immediately emailed back. His article in the Times was not particularly complimentary of Mr. Trump, nor of Republicans for their abandonment of issues related to control of the deficit and debt, a topic I have pointed out in these commentaries several times in the past few years. I am sure that you might be surprised that a moderate Democrat would be able to have a constructive dialogue with a member of the Tea Party. That is really the point. We might disagree philosophically and politically, but we still had respect for one another as individuals. A little bit of a fun side note. Joe is a left-handed pitcher, and I hit against him in the congressional baseball game in Nats Park, doubling to left field. Standing on second base, we smiled and tipped our hats to one another. This is how it should be in Congress, on the ball field, and in life. The administration also announced the sale of jet fighters to Taiwan. This is clearly an attempt to intimidate the Chinese. This is not likely to work. It may make them more angry, and it may make them more difficult to deal with in the trade negotiations, but it's not going to scare them very much. If there is someone out there who understands the strategy at work here, it would be greatly appreciated if you would share it with me, and I can be reached at wowens@staffordowens.com. The top confounding news of this last week is hard to pick, of course. We have the president's claim that he is interested in buying Greenland. It wasn't initially clear whether he intended to buy it for the Trump Organization or the United States. Greenland and Denmark have clearly indicated that Greenland is not for sale. Nonetheless, the president's advisors continue to assert that he is interested in this acquisition. Given the number of difficult issues facing POTUS, many of them created by him, why are we looking at something like this? Will we issue sanctions against Greenland and Denmark, or just invade? Senator Chuck Grassley roundly criticized the administration for granting exemptions to refineries to exclude ethanol, which is a corn-based fuel additive, from the refining process. Senator Grassley criticized these actions by the EPA as another devastating blow to farmers. The administration's approach in terms of tariffs and now ethanol seems intent on injuring farmers who have been a strong source of his political support. If you are looking for confounding, this ranks way up there. Then Mr. Trump announced recently that he thought he might give himself the Medal of Honor, but was dissuaded by his aides. This is a person who received 5 deferments and never served in the military. This so dishonors recipients of that medal, who in almost every case risked or lost their lives for their fellow soldiers. How any veteran can support Mr. Trump is beyond belief after this narcissistic act of nonsense. And then we have Mr. Trump saying everything is great in the economy, but we need a stimulus. A reduction in payroll tax is what his current thinking is. He must be shooting for the bone spurs in his feet with this one. And then POTUS accused Jewish people who vote for Democrats of being treasonous. This is an old anti-Semitic trope. This may be the worst of the week. But then again,